This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What does it mean to say you're racist? What is racism? I've really honestly lost any sense of reality on where that is. I mean, we're coming off a 10-day period where we've been called racist on this program for giving opinions about a situation that law enforcement has called dangerous and unlawful. So we are simply taking information from law enforcement, elected officials about a situation, giving our opinions on it, and that makes us racist. The state of North Dakota, the Department of Transportation, the governor has ordered a barricade on Highway 1806 near Mandan because of the dangerous situation on the roadway south and also an unlawful protest. And now Phyllis Young, the Standing Rock camp coordinator, has said that's racist. Story in the Bismarck Tribune today saying the tribe is alleging racial discrimination for acts including a police barricade on Highway 1806. I'm scratching my head there. I really am. I don't. And then there's another situation here where an attorney, a woman by the name of Angela Bibbins, says we're exploring the defense of that roadblock. There's nothing to warrant that kind of lockdown. The roadblock is manned 24 hours a day by North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers and other cooperating agencies. Bibbins, I'm not sure you say this name, urged anyone with an outstanding warrant or unpaid child support to refrain from getting arrested to prevent their personal problems from getting worse. She said only people with a clean record should consider themselves arrestable. What? Is that mean?
You want me to run down there and find out, or I got a clean record?
We are efforting an interview with the head of the North Dakota Highway Patrol on this, Colonel Gerhardt. So we'll try and get an answer there. But I want to go to a bigger issue, folks. I really do. I want to have a conversation today on this program, if we can, about what it means to be racist. And we've had people call this program and say I was racist. As I said, one of the things they said was because of, and I've got all kinds of examples of it, Drew Wrigley, because of his comments on this program and to the Grand Forks Herald this week, who is the lieutenant governor for the state of North Dakota, has been called racist. You got to see the social media things that are being said about Drew Wrigley and you know, just ugly, ugly racism. It's and really what he did is said disperse. It's an unlawful protest. He said you can't lawfully participate in an unlawful protest. You can't help it. He's just citing the law. And I honestly believe sending an important message to people who might, with good intentions, come to simply let their voice be heard and end up being part of an unlawful protest, getting arrested. I think that's helpful information. They call it racist. You know, I don't know. Donald Trump being called a racist. There is a new ad out that Hillary Clinton has done. I'll have to describe some of this as I play part of it for you because there's Ku Klux Klan people in the photo, in the TV ad. But let me play it and get the idea here.
Donald Trump, watch this.
The reason a lot of Klan members like Donald Trump is because a lot of what he believes, we believe in.
All right, so they find some whack job Klan guy say reason that, you know, this is, we support him. These are people in the Klan because, you know, we support what he likes. And they got, you know, Confederate flag and people in the whole garb. These people support Trump, they say. They believe Trump supports them. I mean, this is what they're dusting off. By the way, the fact that the Clinton campaign is engaging in that tells me those polls, everybody's jumping up and down about how this Hillary Clinton race is over and she's got a 10-point lead, are a lot of fluff. Because if you're going to that point and calling him a racist, what is racist about Donald Trump? Is the wall racist? Is the wall racist? I don't think it's racist. I think it's called Border Patrol. If the wall's racist, then Border Patrol members are racist. Because they're saying there's legal and there's illegal. And we're going to prevent illegal from becoming into the United States. That racist? I honestly want to know, because I don't know where the lines are anymore. I don't. What is racist? Tell me what is racist. I honestly want to know. Let's have a conversation about that today. Is closing that road racist? The other thing we can talk about today on the program, related to this pipeline protest, there is something brewing that I believe is another reason Heidi Heitkamp can no longer hide. The lone Democrat in our congressional delegation that can get her calls returned by the administration, that can go in there and say, wait a darn minute here. She has sway with Hillary Clinton. She supported Hillary Clinton. She can go there with Barack Obama. Unless they want, you know, five people to vote for them in the entire state of North Dakota, she has a political argument to go there and say, don't do this. Do not do this. She has credibility with the tribe. She has been pro-energy. There are a lot of examples where she can do this and not to be there. And I've said, my comments aren't partisan. I am not trying to take political advantage of the fact that this is a challenging situation. It is. There's no doubt about that, but it requires leadership. I think, actually, come out of this very good. I mean, if this ends with no loss of life, if this ends without serious injury, if this situation diffuses, ladies and gentlemen, that's a huge victory, and it can happen. I mean, there was a point where it was all but guaranteed the guards in here, the confrontation that the agitators and the outsiders wanted, they got. But there's one thing that could not de-escalate this situation, but escalate it, and that is extending it. And now we have reports, just as Congressman Kevin Cramer has been warning would be a potential concern, the Corps of Engineers, who have issued something called a Section 408 permission in late July for the easement for Dakota Access to build this pipeline, have now said, well, it hasn't been signed yet. We don't have the actual piece of paper. We agreed to it. We did the permission that allows it to be written, but it hasn't been written, and you don't have it. And so now they're dusting off this business that they can't build the project by accessing Corps property. Interestingly enough, they're on Corps property with an illegal protest right now saying that, and they don't have an easement, saying the company can't come on Corps property to build the project when actually they do have permission. They just don't have it in writing yet. But what can happen in the meantime? Well, let me read you a press release from a stack of stuff today. The Earth Justice Dirty Tar Sands group, the people that kind of, have been stirring this pot all along. Interestingly enough, they're getting rid of some of their monikers here and getting away. The Dirty Tar Sands group still on here, but some of the other logos are gone. But here is a press release that came out yesterday afternoon. Headline, Environmental Tribal Landowner Groups Urge President Obama to Repeal Permits for Dakota Access Pipeline. That's not law and order, ladies and gentlemen. That's not law and order. The permission's already there. But if the administration says, well, it hasn't been issued yet, it hasn't been agreed to, but it hasn't been issued, they get in the middle of this, they could reverse what was already being done. And enter old Bernie Sanders yesterday. Yep, he issues a press release, wants all his fans to know that he opposes the Dakota Access Pipeline, and this is, we have major global crisis facing our planet today, and all the scientists say blah, 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 blah. Just like the Keystone XL pipeline, which I've opposed, the Dakota Access fracked oil pipeline, never been called that by anyone anywhere, will transport some of the dirtiest fuel on the planet.
What? What?
Bakken crude is the sweetest oil on the planet. He's got this confused with the tar sands. Regardless of the court's decision, the Dakota Access Pipeline must be stopped. As a nation, our job is to break our addiction to fossil fuels, not increase our dependence to oil. I join with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and the many tribal nations fighting this dangerous pipeline. Folks, that's a dog whistle. That's a dog whistle. There again, paging Heidi Heitkamp. Call this off. Call this off. And, of course, the Black Lives Matter crowd, energy division, is hard at it. It's a long way of telling you this thing is heating up. And the roadblock... I hope that's the last bit of commentary I have to give you today, because that's enough, number one. Now I want to know what you think. And I want to know if it's racist. And whether, like me, you're tired of being called a racist for being anything but. Let's talk about it today on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoos, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We are brought to you today by NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Summertime is darn near done. I can't even believe it. But there's still some summer left, and I bet you didn't know that actually when you're doing a little barbecuing, you know, you have products that probably were made with some North Dakota oil. I'm not kidding you. You can't even believe how, but iPhone doesn't exist without oil, as an example. You know, you probably take some bottled water. The plastic, right there, a little bit of oil. All kinds of things you don't even think about. Saw a great video this week on the North Dakota Oil Can website about that. Check that out. You'll like it. NorthDakotaOilCan.com or go to their Facebook page. Don't forget, by the way, coming up in September in Minot, their annual meeting will be held. And Pete Hegseth of Fox News Channel is one of the keynote speakers. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be there broadcasting live. So check it out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or give them a call at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. We call it What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Happy Friday, Todd the Radio God Mitchell. You ready to go?
Yeah!
It sounded like a fake kind of a, I'm ready to go. Manny, how about you? Are you ready to go to Friday for the weekend?
Always ready to go.
Ready to take some phone calls.
That sounds sincere, but less excited than mine did, but whatever.
Yeah. Say, Rev, have you heard it back yet from Senator Heitkamp's office about having her come on the... No? He's giving me the thumbs down. How many times have we asked? A few, haven't we? All right. Can you get me a little paper trail on that? Yeah. It's in my pile. Okay, all right. And we need to go there, too. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We've talked to Governor Dalrymple, Congressman Kramer a couple of times, Senator John Hoeven, Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor, Jack Dalrymple, the Governor, law enforcement, a lot of officials on the situation at the Standing Rock. We've not talked to Senator Heidi Heitkamp because they said she's nowhere near there. She's somewhere else and unable to be there because she's very busy. I argue she needs to be there, needs to be in the middle of this for everything I said. I want to talk today about what is racism. And I'm not doing it to be cute. Is it racist to block a road? And to my Native American brothers and sisters, please feel free to call in and let me know where you in any way, shape, or form relating the coverage of this situation have heard me say things you believe to be racist. Open book. I'm not going to argue with you. I just want to know what you feel is racism, what you feel is racism, and also why you would think the roadblock is racist when it's, to me, a law and order situation. This is all about law and order. That's what we're talking about here. But I want to know. I really do. And I wish we could define it to a point where it's blatantly obvious and then not call everything else that for political purposes. Because I believe that's what's going on. You don't call a roadblock racist. Roadblock can't be racist. It can't be. It's not racial. You don't call it that unless you're trying to win political points, in my view. Anyway, let's roll that call that we had during the break, and then we'll get to Galen and Bismarck and Brent down in South Dakota, John and Minot, and others welcome to call us at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. In 5 words or less by text, tell Todd what's racism. 701-226-8503. Not what it's not, what is it? What is an example of racism? Okay? Do me that favor. 701-226-8503. Roll that clip, if you would, Todd, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's go.
I would like to know who is more visible, Black Lives Matter or the Ku Klux Klan that they are complaining about, and who has done the most damage to property and people, burning down buildings, burning police cars, destroying police cars, attacking police members. And yet it's terrible that somebody that is supposedly a member of the Ku Klux Klan says that he backs Trump. Black Lives Matter back Clinton completely. And look at what they've done. Nobody complains about that. I think they're one and the same myself.
Agree or disagree with that? Let us know. Galen Bismarck next. Go ahead, Galen.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. To me, racism is using the race card or the race occupation in some way to get the upper hand. And to me, when I see that racism being accused when people are following the law and to protect us, those are the biggest racists of all when people stoop to that level.
Yeah, sometimes it's called reverse racism, I guess, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just call it racism.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep. It makes some sense. Thanks, John Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Who was next?
That'd be you, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say a name.
I'm handing you the baton.
Sense for the liberals.
Pardon me?
You're trying to make sense with somebody nobody can make any sense with. You
Should
can't make sense with them liberals. They don't, they change everything the way they want to. They change definitions, everything else.
I know where you're going with this, and I don't disagree sometimes, but I think we cede too much ground when it comes to the dialogue about it, right? I mean, what we've created, the politically correct culture, in my view, is a result of just more and more things are racist to the left against, just whatever they choose for political reasons. And instead of saying that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, I am going to tell you, as God is my witness, and I said this yesterday in the wonderful, by the way, event at the Ramco Hotel that the Greater North Dakota Chamber put on. And we're going to talk a little bit about the debate last night. If you watched it or heard it on 550 KFIRE, I'd love to get your thoughts on it. I said this in a little roundtable debate. Chris Berg of Valley News Live and Joel Heitkamp and I were doing a panel. And Josh Boucher came up and is one of the architects of 2279, which was, again, a reverse bigotry bill, in my view. If you're not for 2279, you're bigoted. You don't like people who are gay. You want anything, which is, we let them define the rules. And I said, look, I'm going to tell everybody in this room, I love every one of you. And I'll tell everybody in this audience the same thing. I love every one of you. I may not agree with you. I may want to tell you that here's my opinion and why I think it's different than your opinion and have a spirited conversation, which I believe is called America. But that doesn't mean I hate you. That doesn't mean I'm racist. And so much of the conservative movement has gone for the bunker because we're afraid of being called racist. And that's the political correctness poison that Donald Trump has, in my mind, stood up an entire movement on that I think is good. I mean, more people are mad about what Donald Trump says than what Hillary Clinton does. That's nuts. I don't get it. So, you're right, John, but I do think we got to push back.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I don't think we can just go, us liberals. Don't try and make sense of it. It's liberals. No, wait a minute.
Right.
I want to engage. I want to say, why do you say that? Why do you do that? Because you really, in order to call me a racist, John, you'd have to know my heart, wouldn't you?
I tried to engage with some of those liberals, and they wouldn't engage. So I've about given up trying.
I think they're afraid of you, John. They lose too many arguments to you. You just wipe the mat with them. That's the problem. See?
Right.
So just keep trying, John. I appreciate the call. Brent in South Dakota, Chris in Bismarck when we come back. Right? How can you know? Unless I say, I don't like that person. Why? Because they're black. Well, then you've said out loud enough to lead me to believe you are a racist. Other than that, you got to look in somebody's heart.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Being Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 31st.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
On What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour, Friday edition of the program. Hope you have great plans for the weekend. It's National Dog Day. Might take a little time there before the end of the program. I hope to do this, maybe get your best dog stories or something, or tell us about your dog or something. Does that make you grow in town? I love dogs. I love how dogs become such a integral part of the family, how many great memories they provide for kids. And
oh, I had mine in the studio, and they would, while I was working, they'd just sit there in the corner and do nothing. But every time anybody walked in the door, especially if I was on a mic.
I like that, though. I'd love to work at that place. My banker, Dan Carey at Vision Bank, one of my favorite reasons for going in there is the dogs are there. And he's got these beautiful black labs. Just beautiful, And he'll have the project dog there with him at the bank. And you walk in, come up, and, want to play a little tag or whatever. Is that great or what? I mean, I love that. So, anyway, it's Friday. We'll have a little fun today. I'm fired up to be in Bismarck. Watch some volleyball this weekend, as a matter of fact. So, look out, Legacy and, Century. We're coming for you. A little tournament this weekend, so it should be a lot of fun. I'm only kidding. I hope to find some... What's
so, folks, when you go to those games and you hear somebody cheering for the other team, you can pretty much figure it's Scott.
Full disclosure, our daughter's one of the captains on the Shanley volleyball team this year, so I'm going to be all in for the Deacons. But it is fun actually going to those tournaments and finding listeners from all around the state that want to chat about all kinds of things. We won't agree on the outcome of the volleyball game, but we can agree on lots of other things, and I enjoy doing it. So we'll see you this weekend. It should be fun. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Literally, this pillow has allowed me to get around the state, every corner of the state, and sleep a little better and get up every day and get behind the microphone and do what we do. And it's a great product. Not many products can improve your health, right? You buy a nicer car, it doesn't improve your health. It's nice. It looks good in the garage and after a car wash and everything. But at MyPillow, they've designed a product, revolutionary product, patented product that literally changed lives. And sleep is the most important thing to your health. MyPillow is the most important thing to your sleep. So it really is great. I mean, jaw pain, grind your teeth. There's folks that literally had no success with any remedy until I got the pillow. So it does work. 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can try it. 10-year warranty and the 4-for-1 deal, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. That's a savings of $160. Get you 4 pillows for under $100. Call them at 800-506-9028. Emailer Kelly says there's absolutely no reason Highway 1806 is closed to traffic. The protest is peaceful, and no evidence it is not. Not true, but we'll let Kelly go on his rant. Adequate signage and reduction in speed through the area is all that is needed. This is fine. This is opinion. In Sturgis, 10 cities are along the highway, and that is all they need to manage traffic. You have to wonder if state government closed the highway to encourage dissent towards the protesters. I certainly hope that is not the case. Let us travel the highway at our discretion. Government, quit trying to be our big brother. Scott Hannon, go visit the camp, get your knowledge firsthand. I have very conflicting information from not only both sides, but conflicting information from the same side. Nevertheless, I'd have no problem driving through or stopping and visiting the camp. Closing the road is not racist, but it is a terrible, wasteful policy. All right, Kelly. Appreciate all of your opinions, Kelly. I honestly do. There are people in law enforcement whom are extraordinarily respected, have never said anything known to be not true that would say exactly the opposite related to your mom and apple pie, peaches and cream protest. Okay? It's not the case. So the highway being closed prevents, number one, a very dangerous situation that occurred before it was closed in all the traffic down there, A. B, it also prevents more traffic going down to join an unlawful protest. What Kelly needs to know, what everybody needs to know about the protest is, listen to the governor. Listen to law enforcement. It is, ready? Write it down if you need to, an unlawful protest. Okay? It's an unlawful protest. Folks themselves have said the camp is dividing into two. Peaceful, not peaceful. So that makes it dangerous. All right? So that's the bottom line. It needs to be, Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor on this program, said you can't lawfully participate in an unlawful protest, very clearly. He's also said, time to disperse. The protesters ought to disperse. You're saying, it's no big deal, come on down. By the way, I will go down if I get permission to go down. Interestingly enough, the Standing Rock chairman won't return our calls, texts, emails, nothing. We've been efforting a way to do that for 10 days. I've finally gone to the state and said, can we do it? And they're checking into it. But I'm not going to go down there without permission from the state and do exactly the opposite of what they're asking all of us. So I'm not afraid to go down there. I'd like to go down there. I'd like to better understand the legitimate protesters' beef, because I don't get that, honestly. I think the threat to the drinking water from the Dakota Access Pipeline is a pipe dream in the way of a threat. Pardon the puns. Brent in South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I was just kind of curious about this racism deal. I've lived on the reservation the entire life. I've grown up here. I've lived among all of them. My best friends in high school were Native Americans. And I don't feel that they're any different than any other person in the world. There's good people, there's bad people, there's ones that work, there's ones that don't work, there's ones that defend our country with their lives, and there's ones that don't necessarily do anything for society. I don't see how us that are living amongst them can be considered racist, because, like I said, we don't, like you said earlier, you don't see, don't know what's in people's hearts, so how can you automatically assume that they're racist? I can't figure that out. Something else with the oil pipeline is I haven't seen any reports on it that the three affiliated tribes up at Newtown are supporting the pipeline going underneath the river, the Missouri River, on their reservation. Has there anybody been any reports on that?
Do they support it, you mean? Yes. No, absolutely. That's true. In fact, if you talk to people that work regularly in the energy world and government leaders in the Bakken region, they will tell you among the biggest supporters of pipelines are, in fact, the three affiliated tribes. Mark Fox himself. And again, some of the oil in that pipeline is the tribes. Now, I'm sincerely asking this question of you, Brent, because of your previous comments related to having spent time on the reservation. I hope this isn't a racist comment, but I scratch my head when, on one hand, Mark Fox, as chairman of the three affiliated tribes, is known for being pro-energy and, you know, supporting pipeline under other water supplies and everything else, and then on the other hand, loading people into a bus to go down and protest the Dakota Access Pipeline. Okay, that to me is like, I don't get that. When I bring that up, people say, welcome to Indian country. That's how it goes, Scott. And I'm going, okay, man, is that a racist statement they're making? I don't think so. I think they're describing reality, that there are, you know, and you've touched on it. In other words, there is good decisions and bad decisions. I don't think that's racist. I think the good decision was to say, let's provide opportunities for Native Americans by engaging in this industry with this resource underneath us that we can benefit from. That is something the world needs and will need for generations. And at the same time, we can improve the lives by giving Native Americans a job and allowing other Native Americans to stand up companies that service that industry. I think it's a good decision. A bad decision then to say, rather than face criticism from their own, they're going to, on the other hand, be hypocritical and send people down to protest. Did I make racist comments in what I said?
I don't think you made racist comments at all. Living here my entire life, you see things that are not reported. You see the crime that's not reported. You see the corruption that's not reported. And I'm not saying every single one of them is corrupt. I'm just saying that there's people in the tribal leadership that are turning a blind eye to certain things that they don't think is big enough to look at, but yet they're looking at the wrong things. The crime rates on the reservation are, for certain things, are extremely high, but in the tribal court system, I'm not talking the Standing Rock one, there's other reservations that's down here, that somebody gets in trouble for certain things. Sometimes it's minor petty things, and sometimes it's big things, that the paperwork is lost to where nothing ever happened to these people. So no lessons are learned, or
right.
The victims
exactly.
of the whole process aren't even taken care of.
Yeah.
There are lots of bigger issues out there that need to be looked at. And don't get me wrong, I think the water thing, it's a big issue. But when you can take care of your own people first, and the crimes that are being taken against these people by your own people, why are we not focusing on something like this?
Great comments, Brent. Please call again. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, welcoming your questions, comments. Got a full bank here. We'll go as quick as we can. Bonnie in Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Thanks
Hi,
for
Bonnie.
Taking my call. I appreciate your program.
Thank you.
I think earlier, unless I didn't hear correctly, you wanted a five-word definition for racism.
Yeah, I was just saying, if you text Todd, kind of give me a shorter example. It didn't have to be exactly five words, but yeah.
Okay, well, mine five words, and it's called world governments, whites, and blacks. Because man-made the word racism, started the whole thing. God didn't. We all started from one race. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So
and now we've got racism. And it's a real, it bothers me that mankind has done that because it's caused so many problems in the world.
And when you say so many problems, the back and forth of what is racism and you're racist and you're racist has caused problems rather than just dealing with, real issues?
Well, those are, racism is a real issue. It's caused a lot of problems from the beginning of time. We all came from one race. We're not red, yellow, green, blue, purple. We're just a bunch of different shades of brown.
We're all God's children. I'm with you completely, which is the way I wish we'd just look at it. I'm not sure. Got to save it for after the break. More calls coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Teen drivers account for about 5% of drivers in North Dakota, but they're involved in nearly 18% of all vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents educating their teen drivers.
There's no disputing statistics. It's nationwide and it's in North Dakota. They're all the same. Teens are overrepresented, and it's because of their inexperience. So we have to do everything we can to educate them to be safer drivers, to pay attention to the road, to not distract other teens when they're in the car. wear their seatbelt, don't text and drive, and they'll make it home. And that's what we have to do as parents to keep our teens safe.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking at a full bank of calls. I have 5 minutes in this segment, a little more, and I'm going to take the next 5 calls and ask everybody to keep it under a minute. Just give me your best 60 seconds here with your comments so we can get everybody in and keep cranking on the topics of the day on What's On Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Chris and Bismarck, go. There's two Chris's. So we have one Chris. Yeah, go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd.
Morning.
Comments are basically, you know, what is the foundation of all these isms? Sexism, bigotism, racism. You know, what's the underlying foundation? And that is treating somebody differently based solely off of a physical characteristic. Now, this can be either deferential treatment or preferential treatment. And thanks to the Democrats and their helpers, the media, they have redefined what the actual definition of racism is. It's if you disagree with somebody, you're racist, you're a bigot, you're a sexist. That's all it takes for them. But the actual foundation is treating somebody differently based solely off of physical characteristics. And the left is the master of that. They typecast everybody. You're white, so you have to think this way. You're black, so you must think this way. You're Hispanic, so you must think this way. They are the ultimate bigot, the ultimate racist, and the ultimate sexist.
Appreciate the call. Another Chris in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. I've listened to your show all week, and I've even heard some of the comments come in from people referring to those on the reservation as those people, and comments from those on the reservation referring to the white people. This is very unfortunate, and racism is taught, and it's also something that's a choice. You choose how you're going to react with your fellow American and your fellow human. You don't have to take that choice. It's unfortunate that a lot of people are over this issue.
So wait a minute, Chris. If I say those people are unlawful in what they're doing, have I made a racist statement in your mind?
That, no. Well, I've heard some people call it and make reference to the Native Americans on the reservation as those people. And you can tell in their inflection of their voice and the rest of their comments that they're referring to the negative manner.
Well, here's what I don't understand. There are Native Americans in this case who have made bad decisions to be here and be part of an unlawful situation. The Pine Ridge folks, some of the other bad actors that have come in that are well known, and the FBI has rap sheets on these guys. Okay, they come in. If I say those people, I didn't mean every Native American. I'm talking
I'm
about
not
those
talking
people.
About you.
I know you're not, but I don't know that what they were saying was. I think it's more of a those people out there protesting. There's plenty of folks that are not Native that are protesting. So I don't know I'm just pushing back a little bit on whether that constitutes right. I think you got to know what's in their heart before you can say when they say those people, they don't care about anything. They let their places go to heck, whatever. Well, that's racism. I don't know. I think we're being a little oversensitive there. I want to know. It's why I'm asking, but I appreciate the call. Bruce in Catherine has a dog story. Because it's National Dog Day. Tell me your dog story in a minute or less, Bruce.
Well, actually, it's about my wife, Connie. She is a dog trainer at Service Dogs for America, and they train dogs to help people with disabilities such as PTSD, seizure disorders, diabetic disorders. And these dogs, they make a real difference in the lives of the folks who get them. One example is this one little girl had a seizure disorder, and she would have violent seizures often during the night. Her mom and dad had not slept together at the same time since she was born. They got this little black spaniel who detects seizures. The dog sleeps with the girl. When he detects that a seizure is imminent, he is trained to run and get mom and dad. And now they are much happier and sleeping a lot better.
That is awesome, I'm telling you. What a great, great story, Bruce. And you're right, service dogs are incredible. My buddy Ruben Elijah does a little work with service dogs, and it's just amazing the stories I've heard, and it's just awesome. So, hey, tell you what, hang on. I want to get you some Cloverdale bacon on us and celebrate National Dog Day and some great stories and what your wife does training them. Thanks. Farrell from Arizona was recently up here visiting family in North Dakota and has a comment on the protests. Go ahead, Farrell. You got a minute.
Yeah, they're not considered protesters. They're considered protectors of the water. And if you take a look, if that oil pipeline breaks underneath, we got one of the largest aquifers called the Ocalalo aquifers that feeds many other cities and states. And so, you know, they're there to protect. They're not protesters.
Farrell, how did you get home to Arizona?
How did I get home?
Uh-huh.
Well, I used my wings, you know, Eagleman. Anyway.
You probably used a plane, you know, a different set of wings to get home to Arizona. The likelihood of that pipeline spilling any kind of product into the river that would contaminate the water is infinitely less than you not making it safely back to Arizona. So I don't know why this pipeline when we use that method to transport oil all under all kinds of waterways. Why this one?
Well, because when you go under the river, it's going to affect the Okanagan aquifer if it drains into that, and you're going to have a lot more people.
But no, I was saying, Farrell, why this one? Why protest this one when that happens all the time, every day, in millions of miles of pipelines all across the U.S.? Hang on if you'd like to finish. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month, and he said, you know what, the majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow, and that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.